The budget looks likely to hit the ABC hard, with warnings that programs like Local 730 Reports and Lateline might get the chop. A protest was held outside the ABC headquarters in Sydney today. Spokesperson for ABC Friends, Glenys Stradiot, spoke to The Wire's Jordan Curtis.
We're seriously concerned about cuts that the ABC is planning to services and programming. The ABC board haven't informed the public, the public haven't been consulted at all, yet it seems that the ABC is already discussing how it will deal with expected funding cuts from the government. We're wanting to put pressure on the board to say that it's not acceptable for them to make major decisions about cutting services and restructuring the ABC behind closed doors. The ABC is a major public body and the community is entitled to know what's happening. We also know that the ABC is under serious pressure to make those cuts as a result of the government having cut the ABC's funding already and threatening further serious cuts. So it was also a way to let the ABC board know the strength of feeling of the community, that we're out there and willing to fight to support the ABC.
Spokesperson for ABC Friends, Glenys Stradiot, says there was a decent attendance at this morning's protest.
The turnout at the protest was over 500 people, which was amazing because it wasn't publicised to be a major rally. It was simply to make a statement and have a protest. And it was, of course, in working hours. But I think it demonstrates the strengths and passion of people's feelings about the ABC and its importance.
I was there in spirit.
And I think a lot of other people were as well, as has been indicated by the huge amount of letters and phone calls, Facebook likes, people signing the Jonathan Holmes online petition. I think there are a lot of people that were supporting the action today.
National spokesperson for ABC Friends, Glenys Stradiot. Shadow Minister for Communications Jason Clare says the ABC should be making changes to be more efficient rather than cutting programs.
Every organisation, whether it's the ABC or a big Australian company, can be more efficient. There's no doubt about that. But where it can be made more efficient, we should use that money to invest in more programs and more services. Things like ABC 24 were funded by finding efficiencies in the ABC and then redirecting that money into new things like ABC 24. What's going to happen here is that they'll find efficiencies, but you won't be able to create new programs, and there's the risk that great programs at the moment, like Lateline, are going to be cut altogether.
Shadow Minister for Communications, Jason Clare. Quentin Dempster is the host of the New South Wales 730 Report, one of the programs to be cut. He doesn't agree that the program cuts are in the name of efficiency.
They're not savings, in my view. They're program cuts to services, which save payroll, which save some administrative and other costs. They're not efficiency savings, is what I'm trying to say. They are cuts to deliver cost savings. So Malcolm is playing semantics here. The onus is on the government to set the funding envelope, the ABC, with an independent board, as then to determine how it's going to allocate resources within the organisation to live within its means.
Quentin agrees that there is money to be saved, but it shouldn't come at the cost of the ABC.
Of course Australia's got a deficit problem, and of course that should be addressed. But we're talking about major institutions which add to the diversity and cohesion and effectiveness of Australia's robust democracy.
Quentin Dempster, host of the New South Wales 730 Report. Minister Jason Clare says there is a report into the budget changes of the ABC, but nobody has seen it yet.
When taxpayers pay for a report into a public service, they deserve to see the report. And this report has been kept secret. I've asked Malcolm Turnbull in Parliament to release the report, and he's refused to do so. And if they're going to cut the ABC after they lied to the Australian people and said they wouldn't cut the ABC, then the decent thing to do would be to at least release the report that explains why and what they're going to cut.
Shadow Minister for Communications, Jason Clare. Spokesperson for ABC Friends, Glenys Stradiot, says the ABC needs to interact with the Australian public more when making these decisions.
The ABC needs to come clear and let the public know what's happening so that the community can make that decision, so that the community can say, well, look, we will or won't accept the government doing this to our national public broadcaster. It should be their decision, not the decision of the board that's meant to be the caretaker and looking after the ABC.
Spokesperson for ABC Friends, Glenys Stradiot, ending that report by Jordan Curtis.